Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, August the 5th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on Live Talk, we are looking at the life and legacy of the late legendary playwright, actor, founder and director of the Amakosi Theatre Production Company in Bulawayo, Kont Mhlanga, who died on Monday at the age of 64. Mhlanga is credited for playing a major role in promoting the country's arts industry and freedom of speech.
We need the gospel of peace, of human rights, of tranquility. Oh yeah, oh yeah. No Shona.
Mhlanga was an outspoken critic of the late Robert Mugabe regime and in 2008 was awarded the inaugural $50,000 Freedom to Create Prize for his play The Good President. According to Reuters, the award was given to Mhlanga as a celebration of the role of the arts which can play in promoting human rights. Let's hear Mhlanga talking about his work.
The last 10 years have been very difficult politically because this is where everything started to go wrong in Zimbabwe in 1999. And as theatre people, and especially myself, I always listen to the public conversation and I gather public conversation and amplify it. And I use theatre to do that. And as a result, you have a lot of sentiments coming from the public, from ordinary people, expressing their political concerns. And in that case, then theatre became really under very suppressed conditions from government elements who didn't like the amplification of public dialogue. And it's been very difficult.
That there was the late Kont Mhlanga speaking in a Reuters report after he was awarded the Freedom to Create Prize. Mhlanga was given a government-assisted funeral, and Vice President Constantino Chiwenga and his wife today paid their respects to the Mhlanga family in Bulawayo. He is expected to be buried in his rural home in Lupane tomorrow. Nasi muchirongwa tiri kurangarira upenyu waKont Mhlanga uyo aive nyanduri mukuru munyika. Mhlanga akashaya nemuvhuro kuBulawayo. Hama neshamwari dzasangana nasi kuBulawayo Amphitheatre dzichionekana nemutumbi waMhlanga. Vanhu vakawanda varumbidza mabasa akabatwa naMhlanga. Mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga nemudzimai wavo vashanyira mhuri kwaMhlanga nasi. Mhlanga ari kutarisirwa kuradzikwa kumusha kwake kuLupane mangwana. The memorial service of the late Mhlanga was attended by the Minister of State for Bulawayo Metropolitan City, Judith Ncube.
Mama, in
unfortunately, we're drug abuse.
ezadiliza abantwana siyakhumbula nje ukuthi njengoba bengusibutha kakhulu ebantwini abatsha ngiyakwazi ukuezaphuma lama-ideas amatsha abeza kwenza ama-youth esondeni sikhala le mudi yakwamhlanga le mudi yakongwane lebulawayo lelizwe lonke jikelele
abantu babebonga lapho ukuthi-ke ilizwe limnikile lokuthi ancedise uhulumende ngamafitshane amazwi amongameli athini
hhayi umongameli ukhala kunye le mudi yakwamhlanga ukhala le mudi yakongwane ukhala le mudi yama-artist ukhala le mudi yezimbabwe ubone kufanele ukuthi ngomsebenzi owenziwe ngukhonke ubone kufanele ukuthi ihulumende incedise ukuze umsebenzi kabhuti ube buthakathaka kungasindi muli kodwa ngoba kwenzileyo bekusenzelwa isizwe.
Minister of State for Bulawayo Metropolitan City Judith Ncube speaking to Studio 7's Ezra Sibanda. Bulawayo Mayor Solomon Mguni was there at the memorial service and had this to say.
It's already acknowledged by various speakers. Mr. Tana Brojo, distinguished the owner of the city through his contribution to the development of the electrical bank from setting up the Famapos Greater Production. This will be the right answer. We thank you for the City Bonus Award on 18 October 2022. And we still forever be proud of this decision we took. So that there's a single flower we gave which won't be done, these flowers, while it was still alive. And we don't regret that decision.
Bulawayo Mayor Solomon Mguni speaking in Bulawayo. Silangu Dlodlo, one of the founding members of Amakhosi Theatre Centre and worked for over 40 years with Count Mhlanga, speaks.
Count was a visionary. Count had the ability to identify talent in people and place people in their correct places where they would be most effective. But most importantly, Kont was able to dream and dream in long term and have steps and measures to achieve those dreams. I remember when Amakhosi started in 1982, already Kont was talking about Amakhosi owning a television station and we all thought he was dreaming. I thought, it's just dreaming. Kont would talk about Apollo Theatre in America, that Apollo Theatre is made up by artists, and they are just artists like me and you. But at that time, it was like a pie in the sky. It was something that was like unimaginable. But today, Kont has been working on Giona TV. After Sky's Metro radio station and Breeze have been licensed, that means that dream that he spoke about 40 years ago, he worked tirelessly and he achieved it. The day he was taken ill, he was coming from the Giona offices. That's when he got home and he collapsed. So, just a bit of being unwell and a lot of overworking because he wanted to achieve this dream. Kont believed that arts needs two things: a production house, a place that it can call its own home, and a market where these things can then be monetized. This is the reason why when we started Amakhosi, we started with an in-house training program which we called Amakhosi Performing Arts Workshop.
That was Silangu Dlodlo speaking with Studio 7's Ezra Sibanda. Ezra also spoke to the brother of the deceased, Stix Mhlanga.
I'm forward to being Sekaya. News of Antona Beti Evaman, Lapum Newins of Samanga, into Samanga Gash. Ngono uphuthume ufike so vele nthe mfika wathi ngamsicehleze empedeni wathi mfowethu phela mbuse ngafa mina but hayi phela ngiyindawo ngikhona sacoxa into eziningi kodwa asange sixoxele ziyani izinto zokuthi asoze sibonane ngoba ngamficehleze phansi ngahamba ngiqisa ilanga elilodwa singabonananga ngithe sembuya ngelanga lesithathu instead yokuthi ngifice improve ngafica uyadeteriorate. Ngahle ngaqalisa ukuthi lapha ndoda phela kungenzakala zibothwe la zingabothwa laphana kwenziweni ngabe ngizevuma ukuthi angitshele laphana wenzeso laphana ngezinto zemuli laphana wenzeso laphana lezo. Ngahle ngabona ukuthi la uyazizwa ukuthi hhayi
so laphakathi ezinjengemuli usethi isikhala esikhulu
isikhala sakhe buti mfowethu isikhulu kakhulu kuzima vele ukuthi ngubani ongangena esihlangwini zakhe ngoba njengoba bengikhuluma laphana ukuthi waba i-first born indodana endala kufamily yethu la kuclan yethu. He was groomed ukuthi abe yilokhu ayikho khona. Thina abanye sasiphonge ukulandela emuva nje uyilabani ama-followers. So vele kuzima ukufila isikhala sakhe nxa uvele ungazange ukuthi umncane wakugrunyela.
Uthiye abantwana abangaki la
umfowethu uthiye abantwana abangu-6 esingathi abafana abathathu namantombazana amathathu.
Imakhosi injana isengasekubaba uyibone siyanga iyaqhubela phambili.
Mina ngombono wami lanxa ngikhuluma laye umdala ngibone ngani imakhosi uvele njengoba vele besesebenza labantu abayanga. Imakhosi khathesi ikhangelelwe mhlawumbe ukuthi ibanjwe next generation.
Mukoma wemufi 6 Mhlanga speaking with Ezra Sibanda in Bulawayo. Now let's take a look at the coffin. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And Tirikuende Ramberi, Nekurangarira Upenyu, Wakont Mhlanga, Uyowakashaya Nemuswe Muvuro. Ngatinzwe Yukubaku Mukuruwe National Art Council of Zimbabwe, Van Nicholas Moyo.
Ilanga lalamhla lisethusile indlela umsebenzi kaConte ohambe ngawo. so far uhambe kuhle uzijelelela nje kuhle sithe sivuke ekseni sibikelwa ukuthi u acting president welizwe ongu vice president Chiwenga ufuna ukubuye sokhulumisa abantu wabazinye zezimnandi lezo zagijima zalungisa lakanye wabuya u vice president elo khosikazi lakhe phekezelwa minister of state bafika ngkhaya bakhulumisa imuli wakhuluma kuhle ngokhonto ngendlela ayisebenzileyo lapha eZimbabwe sesuka lapho waqondwa emakhosi lapho esithi khokona ukhondi ukwazakala kwakhe udume udumo lwakhe lusuke seyakhile township hayi umuntu okade lapho lapho besethusa kakhulu bahamba kuhle kwaba nama-speech odwa into ebebuhlungu nje ukuthi umzimba kakhonto uthe ufika emakhosi waba lokutshwaqiswa komzimba yabantu waba le moment ebuhlungu ebantwini baye abaningi besokungani ngikhona kusithi hlwe ukuthi umdladla kasekho amanye ama-speakers literally broke down kwehluleka ngoba ibiyi-reality kodwa sasuka lapho sangena uBulawayo ukhonto engumuntu owaqala ufuna ukuphakamisa i-township tourism yakoBulawayo.
Mukuru weNational Arts Council of Zimbabwe vaNicholas Moyo vachitaura pamusoro pemabasa akabatwa naMuhlanga achiri mupenyu. And now we are joined by our first guest. We have Mr. Elvis Mari, the former National Arts Council director. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mari.
How are you? Thank you very much for calling me to your program.
Yes, if you can just give us, what do you think the legacy of Count Muhlanga will be in the arts industry? You worked with him for a long time.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners. I think if you look at Count Muhlanga, for those that may not have interacted with him, he was one of those artists who cut across the arts sector. For those that know him, he was a writer, he was a film person, he was a theater person, he was a dance person. I remember when we were doing Jikinya, he was one of our consultants who was helping our students in a number of those dances. Count Muhlanga was able to have an impact not only in Zimbabwe but internationally. If you look at the majority of those who are working in the arts today, I can safely say more than 65 to 70% of them went through Count Muhlanga, either through his Amakhosi or through the programs, the outreach programs he extended to Mani Mani Arts Festival, he talk of Haifa, he talk of Nama, he talk of Chikinya, he talk of Intwasa, he talk of all these festivals, you call in Mashingo, all these festivals, Count Muhlanga was the common denominator. I think if you remember the formation of Zimbabwe Zimbabwe Writers Union, the first chairman was Count Muhlanga. So when you are talking of Count, you are not talking of just an artist who is restricted to just one form of art. Neither is he restricted to just an area of Zimbabwe or of the world, but he was more than all what we can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
In Zimbabwe, we have lost an icon.
Mm-hmm. Tombopinda mururimi rwamai takaona Count Muhlanga munguva yapfuura vachimbosungurudzwa tikaona zvakare vachiwanawo mubairo pane zvavakanyora. Imi munoti vacharangarirwa sei nyanya kune vechidiki vari kukura vari kuda kuita izvi zvemitambo?
Tinofunga kurangarirwa kwaCount tine rombo rakanaka rokuti vazhinji vari kuita zvemitambo yakasiyana siyana muno muZimbabwe. Vamwe vanotoita izvozvo vari kunze kwenyika kwavari pika mbiri inotyisa, vakadarika mumaoko akona. Chero isu taishanda National Arts Council makore iwayo, ndanga ndine vanhu, ndiri director weNational Arts Council, ndaiva nevanhu vandaikwasha mazano. Ndaiva nevanhu vashanu munyika muno vandaikwasha mazano kuti tione kuti basa iri tingarifambisa sei. Konti ndiye umwe wemunhu wandakashanda naye kwenguva yese ye-16 years yandanga ndiri kuNational Arts Council. Kusvika izvozvi, kusvika musi wesvondo achizoshaya mani, ndakataura naKonti aisa mwana wake kuti fonerai vamari ndimbotaura navo. Ndakachema ndichiziva kuti Konde munhu aramba akabatirira paukama hwokuziva kuti tinofanira kuti tivake maarts omuno muZimbabwe. Saka maarts omuno muZimbabwe ndinotenda kuti hwaro hwaakaronga kubudikidza navanhu vaakadzidzisa nokupakurira unyanzvi ndo vanhu vatisharamba takabatirira tichiziva kuti Konde anenge ari mupenyu akazara muvanhu. Asi ndinofunga chokuziva kwamunoita kana tarasikirwa nedenhu reruziva rakaita seriri, zvinonetsa kuti tizokura tichibva patakanga tiripa.
Regei timbotora mumwe muteereri wedu westudio 7 mubata makadaro vamari. Hello, Mr. Moyo.
Hello sis, how are you?
Aiwa, ndiri wadi. Mungatipewo mazwi enyere pamusoro pekushaya kwaKonti Mhlanga.
Ya, chokutanga regai ndikwase vose vatiri nevatariri vestudio 7. Ndoda kuti kumhuri yose yeZimbabwe zvishuwa takarasikirwa zvikuru, kumhuri yeZimbabwe yose, nokuti vaKonde Mhlanga vaiva munhu aizikwana, igamba hombe. Tarisa vabasa vakabata zvo zvakawanda, vasiya nhaka yakakura zvikuru munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Saka ndinongotenda kuna Mwari. Mwari wakatipa ivo ane purpose yake. Tarisa zvavakatisiyira, ruzivo rwakatisiyira nezvimwe charamba richidzidza kubva mavari. Naome matheta vanga vachiunganidza vanhu kuti vagone kuparticipate mazviri, rata kuzvitenda zvavakaita izvozvo. Asi tinoziva chinonzi rufu harujairiki pazapanozve hatigari. Rufu runorwadza, harujairikire kunani zvake, kungava kumunhu upi. Asi hatina zvatingazvita, tinongotenda kuti kiita kaMwari. Mwari vanoita kuda kwavo. Saka ndoda kuti kumhuri yeZimbabwe ngatichemene tariro gamba redu. Takaona mabasa mazhinji arakabata, asi Jehovha vakasarudza kuvatora vakatiira ngarevo basa andaka kusiirai.
Ya, mumboti pane siNdebele pfungwa dzenyasi mongoti gagaga kuita kuti tipowo vamwe mukana.
Okay, ya nami ngiyatokoza kulu inde kutoma ngiyatokoza kulu ngiyabingirira nonge. Ngithandawo kududuza isithava soke seZimbabwe ngokulahlekelwa ngubaba uKonde Mhlanga. Sazi ukuthi unemisebenzi emihle eminingi abayenzayo, mara siyathokoza uzimo uNkulunkulu ukusinikeza ubaba Konde njengesithava seZimbabwe. Even sazi ukuthi asekho ephasini usichile, mara sizohlala sikhumbula yonke imisebenzi ubayenza, ubafundisa zonke izinto. Akuna umuntu angamazi abantu baseZimbabwe, mara sithi ngenxa yakazimo lapha ephasini asihlali, siyafika isikhathi esincane sidlule, mara asithokozeni umsebenzi ayenzayo. Ende yokugcina kumundeni wakaba waKonde, sinani emthandazweni mihla namalanga nesithaba sonke seZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi waKonde uba womuntu wabantu. Masivala amashona amaNdebele even namaVenda apha eBed Bridge. So nani ngekuti ndambe siVenda, vatu voti vaBed Bridge vamudziva vaKonde. Ndiri hei ramakore ori payena amudziya. So ndichi vatu vose vaZimbabwe ari paraneni ngaheshipinga chakukamba pasini kakava vaKonde, vatu vose vaBed Bridge navatu vose vaVenda Messina vamudziva. Ndikopfa vatu vakuamba ngaye. So ndikorevandandiamba nda
Mhm, aiwa tinotenda chaizvo vamoyo. Regai ndidzokere kuna vamari timbonzwa kwamuri kuti pane chitsvambe chamungati masirwa here sekutaura kwamaita matimi makatokwanisa kunge muchinzi mwana wavo akufonerei mumbotipawo ipapo.
Ndosinga chitsvambe chasiya vamuklanga ndechekuva munhu asingatauri nerutini anotaura zvinhu sezvazvino wanga asingati kuti amiririre zvido zvemaartisti muno muzimbabwe wanga asingati kuti aite zvinhu zvaanofunga kuti zvinobatsira vanhu ndofunga vamutiranga chinhu changa chakakosha mavari munhu anga waida nyika yake nevanhu kudarika zvaanozvida ii mukatarira vakonti vakagadzirira vanhu amakofi vakasiyira vanhu uye vakaenda kumusha kwavo kulupane kundotanga zvekuti vashande nevanhu vomumaruzevha senzvimbo yavo yekurupane havasi vanhu vazhinji vanoita zvinhu zvakadero achindo chitsvambe chatasiyirwa chokuti tanga tine munhu anga ane hanya nevamwe vanhu kunze kwaiye nemhuri yake pachake.
Mm-hmm. And also maybe if you can just give us what you saw if you were at the Celebration of Life memorial that was done today. What did you see and what's your takeaway from those that were celebrating the life of Quantum Mhlanga?
Unfortunately, I didn't manage to attend the memorial today, and I also would not be able to attend his funeral tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
For things beyond my control, I have been talking to the family and apologizing, but I would definitely would have been very, very keen to attend the memorial as well as his funeral in Lupane.
Mm-hmm.
For the pictures I saw, I can only talk about the pictures I was seeing.
Yes, and would you say that he was given a befitting tribute for what he contributed to the country?
I think from the artist side, I'm not sure from the government side. Personally, to tell you, I would have been very happy if ever there was an accolade, it can only be a national accolade. I would not see any other that would defeat what Kont was and contributed to this country. He has contributed, I think, so immensely that probably we should have done more in recognizing what he has done.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose some people may not have known what he was doing because he was someone who was who didn't shout about his own work. Maybe it's us who may not have talked more about what he was talking, what he was doing, and therefore other people who make such decisions may not have seen the point that we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa muchipeta mururimi rwamai kuti kune avo vari kuda kudzidza kubva kuna Kont Mhlanga vari kuita mabasa iwayo eunyanduri mungavatichii mazwi enyu ekupedzisira.
Manzwi angu ekupedzisira andingaudza vanhu vari kuita zveunyanzvi. Chokutanga ndechekuti nyaya dzemaartis hadzisi dzokuti unoita nhasi mangwana watova mufuma, hadzisi dzokufuma. Ndedzokusimudzira vanhu upenyu hwavo nemararamiro avo. Chechipiri ndechekuti vanhu ndivo vanokwiridzira nokuti mabasa ako ndo anotaridza oga kuti wakaita chii kubatsira vanhu. Hatizviiti kuzviitira pachedu.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mari. Thank you so much, Mr. Mari. And would also like to thank all those that are streaming with us. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye in Washington.